Okay, you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with the Neil Eisenberg Masechas Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. This was a very interesting Amud where we were talking about Hallel, fundamental things about certain words in the Torah, in the Torah and in Tanakh. Is it one word or two words? Halleluka. You see at the top of the Amud over here. Amud V'Chizda Amud V'Yochanan. Halleluka. V'Kesia. What's Kesia? And v'yedidya, achas hein. So he says these three words are actually one. The word yedidya, which is found once in Tanakh, it's the name of Shlomo HaMelech, right? And that's the Navi calls him yedidya. So he says it's one word. It's not yedidka, it's yedidya. And haluka is one word. And v'kesya, this is from Parshas B'Shalach, v'yad al kes ka, right? That the hand of Amalek is going to be on the case, on the kisei of ka, of Hashem, says it's kesia, it's one word. Now we're chumashim, we have it as two words. And in different opinions, merchav ka, right, which we have in halal, merchav, we have it merchav ka in our siddurim and halal, but over here it's merchav, there's an opinion, merchav ka is actually one word, or so it would probably be merchav ya, wouldn't even be shem Hashem. So interesting discussion about that. And then it goes through the 10 lashonos in Tehillim, and it tries to figure out, did David HaMelech write all of Tehillim? Even though the simple shot in reading through Tehillim, it seems like not that he wrote all of them. He wrote many of them, but not all of them. Rameyer understands that he did actually write all of them. And then it gets into what are the different introductions to Tehillim, to each paragraph of his Tehillim indicate. Mizmor le David indicates one thing, le David Mizmor indicates something else of what started first. Was David inspired first with the Ruach HaKodesh and then he started playing, or he started playing and then inspired himself, depending if the David came for the Shechinah to David or the Mizmor came first, and what's Laman Netzach Neginah, and Maskil le David, what do all these things mean? And then as we get closer to the bottom, and also who wrote Hallel, where did that come from? Did Moshe, right, we know Az Yashir was written, was said by Moshe and Klal Yisrael. Do they write Hallel as well? Because it speaks about Kriyas Yamsuf. Did they write it? Maybe Yeshua wrote it when they entered the land, or maybe when they defeated the Canaanite kings, or maybe it was Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah wrote it. So it's a debate throughout the Amud who wrote that. And then it gets into a discussion about the word Halleluka. If you have a Halleluka in Tehillim, you don't find that until like the second, until you get to like a third of the way into Tehillim, you don't find the word Halleluka. Finally, you find it around the Kufs. And then you see it a lot, the word Halleluka. And the question is Halleluka, is that a word that indicates Rosh Pirka or Sof Pirka? Is that the beginning of the Parak or the end of the Parak? Because it seems that they would have the text of, let's say, Tehillim in one long scroll, like a Sefer Torah. And not with clear breaks in where Prague Amen. So it's unclear. Is Halleluka, is that an intro, or is that the conclusion? Right? Is that the punchline? Halleluka. And that becomes a discussion over here. Now, and everyone agrees, points out the Rashbam, that if you have two back-to-back Hallelukas, like, for example, the most famous series of examples would be, do we have it by the five Hallelukas after Ashrei? Halleluka, hallelujah, right. So all of them begin, and end with Halleluka. So that's very clear that one of them is the end of the previous and the other is the beginning of the next. But what about other things? Then there are a few exceptions that everyone has clarity. No, this is for sure a closing, this is for sure an intro to the next one. There are a few exceptions. Okay. Now we're going to start from Neima Kitanoi, three lines from the bottom. Neima Kitanoi. Let us say that the machlokes of is Halleluka, when it's not a back-to-back Halleluka situation, is that an intro or a closing? Maybe that's actually the machlokes tanoim. And the tanoim are going to be the anonymous voices in two different versions of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, this was on Kuftes Zayin Amud Beis, said that how right ad heichan, right, nomar lefanav Halleluka, you say Halleluka, you say Hallel until what, right? This is at the end of Magid, right? We know we continue Hallel later on by Hallel, but at the end of Magid we start off Hallel. And so until when do you read Beisham ayomrim ad em habanim smecha? And who does say that, right? And who beis hill omrim ad chalamish lamayin omoyim, That's machlokes over there. Now we're going to see another version of this machlokes that seems just like a, you know, seems like a very subtle difference, but actually might be fundamental machlokes that and indeed our machlokes. So Neima Katanoi, three lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Ad heichan hu omer, until when do you say it? Beishamay omrim ad ema banim smecha, beishil omrim ad chalamish lamayin amayim. That was our Mishnah. V'tanya idach, but there's another braisa that says ad heichan hu omer, beishamay omrim ad betseis Yisrael mimitzrayim, which sounds like the same thing. Until betseis Yisrael mimitzrayim is the same as ema banim smecha. Okay, exactly. So, u beishil omrim ad lolanu Hashem lolanu, until lolanu Hashem lolanu, which is basically chalamish lamayin amayim. That the next words are lolanu Hashem lolanu. So the machlok is, you just read the Mishnah and the Braisa. Okay, yeah, they mean the same. They mean the same thing. There's no differences in the opinions. However, we have to note, particularly in Beis Shammai's approach. So my lav b'hokim iflagi. Now could you be zayin about Beis? Isn't this what they're arguing about? Leman damar ad ema banim smecha savar haluka rosh pirka. The one who says that Beis Shammai says ema banim smecha, without the word haluka, why do they say ema banim smecha and leave off the word haluka? Because savar haluka reish pirka. He said haluka is the beginning of Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, right? Haluka Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim doesn't sound as good with the tune. So write a new tune for it. But that's the haluka is the intro to there. In man damar ad Betzeis Yisrael. Sorry, skip line. So. No, I didn't. Second line. Uman damar ad betseis Yisrael. And the second version of Beis Shammai, who says that you go to ad betseis Yisrael, savar haluka sof pirka. He says, we start with betseis Yisrael, not haluka betseis Yisrael, because haluka is the sof pirka of the opening of Hallel. Okay? So this seems to be, the two versions of Beis Shammai seem to be this machlokes. Now, that's problematic a little bit to say. Because we say Neima Ketanai, so let those opinions have stated that they were quoting a previous source, a Tanaitic source, right? If it indeed is a machlokas between a Tana of one Mishnah and a Tana of a Braisa, then they should have quoted that. So we're not so happy with saying such a thing, but that's what seems to be. So, but no, Rav Chisda Matarat L'Tamei, Rav Chisda is going to explain it according to his own reasoning, which is that, Dukule Amasavri Haluka Sof Pirka. Rav Chisda holds, he was the opinion of the previous Amud, we didn't see him inside, who holds that Haluka is the end of a Perek. Manda Amar Ad Betseis Yisrael Shapir. The one who says Ad Betseis Yisrael is very good. Haluka is the end of the previous Perek. So that's why it's until Betseis Yisrael. Umanda Amar Ad Ema Banim Smecha. But he doesn't say haluka at the end. But if it's sof pirka, why does it say haluka? Ad v'ad bichlal, as Shlomo was saying. Right? It's up until and including. So it includes that. Right? Haluka is included. So v'neima ad haluka. But okay, I understand it's inclusive. But just say until haluka. If you're going to be a wise man, tell me, oh, delo yadinan hai haluka. Haluka, that's a very vague word in Hallel. We say it all the time. So if you say save up until haluka, so what's the obvious answer to that question? So v'neima haluka shel ema banim smecha. You specify, okay? So don't leave it as haluka. Say until ema banim smecha haluka, or say until the haluka of ema banim smecha. Kasha. So Rav Chisda's his attempt to resolve the other Tanaic source with his is not so good. Rav Aravuna Matarat L'Tamei, and he's going to try to do the reverse. Dekuli Alma Haluka Reish Pirka. He's going to say no. Everyone holds it. It's both of these the Bryce and the Mishnah both hold Haluka is an intro. Mandamar Adam Eva Smecha Shapir. That one's very good. Umandamar Ad Betseis Yisrael Savar Ad Filod Bichlal. The one who says that you should read up until Betseis Yisrael, it's not including that. So really. But haluka, really, haluka is an introduction. So it's saying not including haluka, but the word haluka in Betzeis Yisrael. Okay, well, the name of ad haluka. So it should say until haluka. So if you're going to tell me to lo yidin on high haluka, so the name ad haluka should Betzeis Yisrael. Kasha. So it's a question. Both of them are not really questions. So it seems to be that the way the Brice and Mishnah were phrased would be totally on this machlokes of Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba Baruch Huna. It's a different Rabba. Okay. V'chosein b'geula. Our Mishnah says that by Magid, you are chosein b'geula. The Mishnah could have been interpreted to be a machlokes, a three-way machlokes between an anonymous Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Tarfon, but Rashbam explained that no, v'chosein b'geula, that's just what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, they both hold v'chosein b'geula, and they just differ on if you end the bracha with a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end or not. That was their machlokes, but this week v'chosein b'geula. Amar Rav Rava says Kriyashma v'Halel Ga'al Yisrael, did Slusa, but that of davening, go El Yisrael. Right? In Kriya Shema, we have a Ga'al Yisrael, Berachas Kriya Shema, obviously, so this is Shachris, and Ma'ariv, we have a Ga'al Yisrael just before Shemona Esrei. Well, by Ma'ariv, we actually interrupt a little bit with Hashkivin and Baruch, but we have a bracha of blessing Hashem over the Ge'ula, but that's Ga'al Yisrael. But in davening, in a regular week to davening, we say in Re'eh, go El Yisrael. My time, what's the reason for that distinction? Because it is praying. Meaning that and by praying means beseeching mercy from Hashem. Go El Yisrael is Hashem is the Redeemer in present tense. He's the one who redeems Israel, as opposed to Ga'al Yisrael is the one who redeemed Israel. So when we are talking about, the Hallel that's talking about is the Hallel of the Seder, by the way. We don't say Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisrael in Hallel. It's talking about the Hallel after the Hallel of Magid at the Seder. So it's really the Bracha on Magid. So there, we're talking about history. We're reflecting on history. In Birchas Kriya Shema, that's what we're talking about that's what the bracha is about in Kriya Shema. So we're talking about history. Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, the one who redeemed Israel. But over in davening, it's Rachmi. So we say Go El Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says similar style discussion. De kedusha asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav. In Kiddush, we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav b'tzivanu. I think there's a gear that takes it out. Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav d'tzlusa. Yeah, Grah takes it out. D'tzlusa Kaddushanu b'mitzvosecha. But in davening, we say Kaddushanu b'mitzvosecha. So when we make brachos, we say Asher Kiddushanu, that He sanctified us b'mitzvosav. And in davening, we say Kaddushanu, sanctify us b'mitzvosecha with your mitzvos. My time, derachminu, because when we are making a bracha, we're stating a fact. Rashbam phrases it as dehodahi al sha'avar. Right, we're thanking Hashem. So it's interesting. A birchas mitzvah is also it's a hodah. It's thanking Hashem that we're Jewish. Hasher ki deshanu b'mitzvosav b'tzivanu, that whatever it is. So we're thanking Hashem for sanctifying us. But in davening, we're beseeching mercy, and we're saying, Hashem, kadeshenu b'mitzvecha, sanctify us with your mitzvos. Omer v'achav bar Yaakov, etzarech sheyazkir yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. And we are obligated to mention yitzias Mitzrayim in kiddush hayom. In kiddush, we should say yitzias Mitzrayim. Where do we know? Ram k'siv hacha, because it says over here, l'man tizkor es yom. Right, so you should remember the day of Yitzchak. Right, v'ksiv hasam zochor es yom Shabbos l'kadsho, and it says zochor es yom Shabbos l'kadsho. So on Shabbos, there seems to be a gzeir shava zechira, and we will therefore mention zechir es yom Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And other moedim as well, from what we find by Pesach. So it seems like it's talking about Gzeir Shabbat de Pesach. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I'm wondering if focusing just on Pesach here. Shabbat de Pesach, v'shar moedim v'mamatzina b'Pesach. You have to be my answer that. Okay, Amar Rabba Bar Shila, did Slusa, right? So Rabba Bar Shila says that in davening. So now we're going to talk about two times that we make a bracha regarding Malchus Beis David, Interesting, we don't mention in benching right now. We're just focusing on in davening and in the Haftarah. So did Tzlusa, in davening, we say, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. That's Tanakh David. We say that. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, you cause the pride of the salvation to sprout. Daftarta, but in after the Haftarah, Samcheinu, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen David. Magen David. So what's that differentiation? Vasisi l'cha shem gadol k'shem. Okay, so Rashbam just mentions over here that in because it's davening, it's like davening proper. So there's we can have like a stronger tefillah, not just of. So shayich lomar tfei matzmiach keren Yeshua mishum derach meninu, that there's something stronger just to say Hashem is the Magen David, but that matzmiach keren Yeshua, that there's this pride of the salvation that's sprouting. So it's and vanu mevakshim sheyatzmiach keren Yeshua, says Rashbam Yisrael. But he quotes Rashi. Rabbein Shlomo haya omer mishum hachi lo shayach lemeimar tefila magen David shekvar amarnu magen Avram trechasimas kadadi lo shayach betefila. So Rashbam first says that because it's davening, which is more in which, well, let me say the two pshat he says first, then we'll analyze a bit. So he says that the first pshat in why we say magen David as opposed and matzmiach keren Yeshua at different times. So it's that matzmiach keren Yeshua is like a more expanded, stronger way to say it than Hashem is the shield of David or Hashem or matzmiach keren Yeshua. In davening, we feel a little bit more liberty to daven and go full out and ask Hashem in a much stronger way. He says, but he quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rashi, but it's not Rashi on our Amud. So I wonder if he had a Masora from Zaidi. Or because it's not here. That we don't want to end, just double checking that. There's very few Rashi's here. It's weird to end a bracha Shmoneh Esrei Magen David when we already said Magen Avraham. That we don't want to do two chasimos that are similar. Kadodi lo shayach betfila. It's not shayach betfila to do something like that. Magen Avraham, Magen David later on. So we choose not to. So first of all, what it looks like is that really we would love to say Magen David, but in Shmoneh Esrei we can't because we said Magen Avraham. But the other pshat is that, no, really we'd love to say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, just we don't feel comfortable to that extent doing that in the Haftarah. But in davening, we feel more comfortable with that. So it looks like the Machlokus is telling on like which would be our ideal if we could. The first pshat is certainly more in line with the previous few Gemaras of distinguishing between davening and doing things in a bakasha format as opposed to other brachos that we have. So that would definitely be more in theme, the first pshat of the Rashbam. Okay, so now let's just talk about this little bit, this sealing of the bracha. So where's the Magen David come from? Vasisi lacha shem gadol k'shem ha'gadolim. I think this is Nasan Anavi. Yeah, this is Nasan Anavi giving David a bracha that I will make your name great like the names of the Gedolim, which is a reference to the Avos. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Tana Brisa, Zehu Shomer Magen David. This is where we know Magen David. Amar Mishum Ben Lakish, V'asachal L'goy Gadol. Right, we know that Hashem blesses Avraham. V'asachal L'goy Gadol, V'avrachach V'agad L'shemecha V'yebracha. That I will make you a great, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. So V'asachal L'goy Gadol, Zehu Shomer Elokei Avraham. I say your name is going to be great. That's a reference to Avram. Vavarcha, and I will bless you. Zehu she'omer melokei Yitzchak. Vagad l'shemecha, zehu she'omer melokei Yaakov. Yochel Yehu chos me b'chulon. So I might think that I would end the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Magen Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Tamalomer v'ye bracha. You, b'cha chos me. Vein chos me b'chulon. But not sealing with everybody. So this is the source of Magen Avraham. Many different pshatim here, and I think maybe it's Chachamim, or when Rashi and Chumash quotes this, and there's some very, very beautiful Torahs. I'll share one very quickly, which is that I heard, I don't remember where, it's not my own though, that in the pillars that they represent, right, that is, it's in Gemias Chasodim and Avoda and Torah, and that there's certain parts that are going to be, you know, limited and not we're not going to be able to have the full experience of all of them. Of Torah, we don't have the full experience. We don't have a Sanhedrin. There's a lot of, you know, broken Mesorah pieces missing, lots of machlokas that didn't used to be. So Torah doesn't have its full, we can't experience Torah in the fullest way. The Avodah was without the base of Mikdash, there's many times in our history where we don't have that. Gemilas Chasadim is something that we're never limited. We always have the ability to do Chesed in the full way. So Magen Avraham is something that lasts even past and will be in all times. We should be so have all three. But that's one shot that I heard. Okay. Amar Rava. I found the elders of Pumbedisa, the Yasvi, the Kamri. They're sitting and they said, "Bishamsa ben betzusa ben mikdusha mikadesh Shabbos." That on Shabbos, whether you're davening or saying Kiddush, what's the bracha? Bracha Hashem mikadesh Shabbos. Biyamatava ben betzusa ben mikdusha, and on Yom Tov, both scenarios, davening and Kiddush, mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. V'amina luhu, and I said to them, Anna Adarabba. I say kind of the opposite. Ditzlusa bein b'shabsa bein b'yamatova. It's not exactly the opposite. We'll see that in davening, when I'm davening, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, mikadesh Yisrael. I say mikadesh Yisrael, not vazmanim. Right? In davening in Shmona Esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, and even in private, I say mikadesh Yisrael. Bikedusha. But in Kiddush, I do it differently. Deshabs mekadesh Shabbos, v'yamatava mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Va'ana amina tamadi di, v'tamadi duchu. I'm going to tell you my reason. I'm going to tell you your reason. Tamadi duchu. What's your reason? And remember, the Sabbat of Pumbedisa is how we do it these days. Shabbos tekviya v'kayama bein betzusa bein begedusha mekadesh Shabbos. You guys hold that Shabbos is always set. Shabbos comes when Shabbos comes. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Therefore, in davening and in Kiddush, you just say Mekadesh Shabbos. Yamatava di Yisrael hu dekavei lei di kimavare yarche v'kavei leshane. But Yom Tov, which is different, that's Yisrael is kovei that, because with the way they're ma'aber the month and the way they calculate the years, so Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Okay, so that makes sense to us. Time of D, he says, versus Rava, Slusa de Barabim, Isa Makadesh Yisrael, Darabim Isa, Makadesh Yisrael. Kiddush, de Biyachid Isa, Mishabas, de Biyachid Isa. So he says, davening, which is in the Rabim, right? You know, you're davening, Chazar Shatz, everyone hears, so it's Makadesh Yisrael. You're going to say Makadesh Yisrael. But Kiddush, which is in private, so Isa B'Shabbos Mekadesh Shabbos, B'Yom Tov Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. But Kiddush was in private, so then I say Mekadesh Yisrael and Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Rashbam explains that what Rav is getting at is that when you're with the Tzibur, you're in Rabim, so you want to praise Klal Yisrael. So you say we say a bracha in honor of Klal Yisrael. So we're it's Shmona Esrei now, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, bracha Tashem Mekadesh Yisrael. When you're private in your own home, says Rashbam, you're making Kiddush in your own home. So then you say Mekadesh Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, you know, which is appropriate and because there's no Yisrael Klal that you want to praise there. Says the Gemara in response to Ravas. Opinion, Velohi, but that's not true. Slosa biyachid milese. You never have davening in private. First of all, people davening in yichidus. Also, there is a quiet Shmona Esrei, right? Maybe it's not talking about that. Maybe it's not. I'll retract that a little bit. Maybe it means like davening yichidus. There is such a thing as davening not with a minyan. The kiddusha barabba milese. You don't have a public kiddush. You never, right? You know, a girl's never born. They don't have a kiddush, so I think the Rashbam gives examples of kiddush in shul first of all, and where is it? Yeah, the Beis Knesses, Besudas Chasan, Shabbos Shabbos, right? So you have public kiddush, so you should Mekadesh Yisrael there according to you, Rava. So the Rava Savar Zil Baser Iker. Now you go after the main thing, right? In general. What's the ikker? Davening bechidus, davening b'tzibur. Okay, davening b'tzibur. What's the ikker? Kiddush is classic kiddush. Is in your house. It's not necessarily in public. Ula bar Rav nachis kameda Rava. Ula bar Rav went down before Rava, went down meaning davening for the Yom, but he, because Rami Makim, Karsich Hashem, they had lower Amud. Amar, and he said, Kisabi de Pumbedisa. In front of Rava. Rava's the Rava of the Shul here. Presumably, we're talking about Rava's the Rava of the Shul. And he did like the elders of Pumbedisa, which is again the way we do it. Velo Amar le, velo Midi. Rava didn't correct him or anything like that. Alma Hodra Bei Rava. So we see Rava retracted, which would seemingly support what we do. Rav Nasan Avua de Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Nasan, Nachis Kamei de Rav Papa, and Amar Kisabi de Pumbedisa. He also did it like this. Vishavchei Rav Papa. And Rav Papa praised him. He said, oh, that was great. Beautiful job. I love the Niggin news also. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, Ana Ikla Lesura Kamei de Merameimar. I went to Sura before Merameimar. And Vinachis Kamei Shlucha de Tzibura. The shots got up there. He went down. Va'amar Kisabi de Pumbedisa. And he did like the Sura de Pumbedisa. Vahavu Meshatkele Kuli Alma. Everyone yelled at him. I've been close to there. Not everybody yelled at me, but I got yelled at from, I forgot Murder to Tal last week. Yeah, but not everyone. Like three people yelled at me. Whatever. You know, it's not fair because in the center, it's Murder to Tal on the next page. Like at the very top of the page is Murder to Tal. You know, so I, you know, okay. Anyway, I'll then later. I'll continue to vent later. Amar Lahu. So he said to them, Mareimar said, Shavkuhu, leave him alone. Hilchasa Kisabi de Pumbedisa. He said, the halacha is like the Kisabi de Pumbedisa, v'lo havu meshat gule. And so they stopped yelling at him. They stopped quieting him. Which is interesting. It makes you wonder what was going on. Like, it could be that they had, you know, why, like everyone yelled at him. It could be they had the incorrect minhag in the shul. And when someone, you know, an out-of-towner came in, he was doing, like, what's really more halakhically appropriate. So it could be Mareimar said, you know what? The truth is, we always do it wrong. I don't know if that's what happened, but it could be. That's what happened. He said, really, we always do it wrong. But the halakha is actually in accordance with them. So the halakha is in accordance with how we do it. And I think we'll call it here.